sharing.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And at this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker, Mark H. from Philadelphia area.
I'm Mark. I'm an addict. And what an honor it is to be up here. What an awesome job Colin just did. And I'm going to start off right where he left off, just what he was saying at the end about buying into this. How important it is to buy into this, you know, to do everything you can to make this work. You know, I'm looking at him sharing his message and thinking about how he said, like, all those white key tags and how we're just addicts. And I see everybody in here, like, nodding their heads and, like, what a good feeling, like, getting this and, like he said, carrying the message. You know, what a miracle it is. What a miracle is how we change our lives. I want to qualify myself. I go to Just Narcotics Anonymous. I have a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor. Everyone in my life is involved with Narcotics Anonymous. I love this program. It saved my life. Everyone in my life saves my life on a daily basis. I totally believe how the disease takes over. And my topic is recovery and relapse, and I want to tell you a little bit about my story. And I need to talk about qualifying myself and not about the drugs I did, because in the beginning, that's how I separated myself. I listened to the war stories and I said I wasn't that bad, and I found every way I could to separate myself so that I wouldn't buy into this. And, you know, coming in and thinking, you have to learn, just how you learned how to get high, you have to learn how to be clean. And I had people that took me and showed me how to show another addict how this works, and made me, showed me how I could have fun again when I thought I was never going to have fun again, and, like, took me to shore and made me laugh when I thought I was never going to laugh again because I thought my life was over because I stopped using, making me see the first step and accepting that I was an addict and that my life was unmanageable. You know, you can come in here and stay clean, but you come in here and do a little bit of work and your life changes. It's such a miracle. Let me go back and tell you a little about my story. I didn't have relapse in my story for a long time. I came in, just came around meetings and went to meetings and stayed clean. I went to a rehab. The first instance of a therapeutic value of one addict helping another, I walked into detox and two guys that I got high with were in there, and they said, if you really want to stay clean, you'll go to rehab. So I went to rehab. I wasn't listening to the counselors, but I listened to them. And I couldn't even think straight in rehab. I got out and started going to meetings and had a whole network of people that I got high with that were in meetings. And it really, my life started to change. I got real involved in the program and pretty much did everything I could. I was a good recovering addict and lived this. I lived this program, and life started becoming good. And I stayed out of relationships for a year. At a year and a half, met someone. By the time I had 2 years, was married. 5 years later, had 3 kids. And my life was good. I was real involved in service. I had a sponsor that told me I had to get involved with a convention. I got involved with a convention and learned about steps and traditions from that, and got involved in service. My life was good. I did step work. I went through the steps. I did a 4th step. Things were good. And I stayed clean for 17 years. And then everything was good. And then the disease started finding a way in. You know, they talk about the disease being insidious. That's mild. The disease takes over. When that disease gets in, it looks for any way. It'll put on any disguise. It'll find any way it can to get in. You know, just telling you, just if you're having a bad day, any way it can. And once that gets in and you start listening to it, you know, it's really, really, like Colin said, you know, stop listening to yourself. And it's a hard thing to do. Life was good. I stopped going to as many meetings. And finally said, like, I don't need to go to meetings. I'm never getting high again. I was clean for 17 years. I'm not going to get high. I'm real nervous, too. Can I get that water? Thank you. Thank you. I'm shaking. Stopped going to meetings pretty much, still stayed in contact with people, and I guess it was about a year I made it, and had a knee problem, and went to a doctor, and he said, you need surgery, and he said, do you need anything for pain? And that was the relapse. I mean, the recovery was gone. All the step work was gone. Every meeting I went to was gone. I was like, how many am I going to do? Where am I getting them? What am I going to do? And then what's next? And I was a good addict. I kept it a secret. Nobody knew. And I functioned. And I got high. And every day said, I can't live like this. I'm going to stop. And it was a year of every day saying, this is it. I'm going to stop. And it's the worst place you can be. It's, you know, wanting to be clean and not being able to stop. And I have people in my life that have been through that lately, and I can feel for them. There's no worse feeling after relapsing, after you have a lot of time, and trying to come back and not being able to. You know, knowing there's a better way of life, knowing how great this works. But I did make it back. And then this is how insidious the disease is. Again, I got a year. And felt guilty that whole year. Like, you know, anybody with a year or more, raise your hand. I couldn't raise my hand. And then having to, like, sit there and listen to that voice saying, you're not going to make it anyway. Go get high. You're not. And this was for a good year. I felt like that, just the guilt. And it's just, I can't tell you, if you haven't been through it, you never need to. You know, listen to other people. Don't listen to that disease. But I'm also coming. I have over 7 years, and just so many things popped in my head when Colin was speaking. He was talking about, I have a lot of people in my network with a lot of time, but I just heard somebody say the other night, like, the time, you know, and the ego, you know, when I had 17 years, I'd walk into a meeting sometimes and say, wow, I have more time than anybody, I'm better than anyone. Just the whole ego thing when you're an addict, you know, we stop listening to that disease and we do some step work, but it's always there. And somebody just said the other night that the person with the best recovery is the person that did the most for their recovery today. You know, and that's what it's all about. Like, the more you do for your recovery, the better your recovery is. It doesn't matter how many years you have. I mean, it's great milestones. That first year is amazing. But you got to do the work. You got to buy into this. And I'm attracted to people that have that passion, that love this program the way I love it. I've been blessed. I have a son who came to me a little over 18 months ago and said he had a problem, and got him right into a rehab. He went to Florida. He now is completely involved in this program and has that passion. He's involved on the area level. He's, you know, sponsoring people. I talked to him yesterday for an hour about the disease. And, like, what a relationship I have with him, and, like, how amazing. I am so grateful that he had a drug problem. And I'm so grateful that I did, to bring me where I'm at now. And the relapse and everything. You know, this program is just, if you're not feeling yet, keep coming back. You will. And the same thing with, you know, people that I have people in my life that relapse. You know, I have people in my life that are on methadone or Suboxone. Just keep coming back. If you go to meetings, you'll get the message. It'll work. Any addict, like you said, any addict can do this. I love getting high. I love getting high as much as I have the passion for this program now. But this way of life, there's nothing better. It shows us how to live. I can't listen to that disease tells me on a daily basis to do the wrong thing. I had a flat tire the other night, and I ruined my day feeling guilty, thinking, you know, I did it, and just creating this insanity that wasn't reality. And I can do that all the time. And then I look back, and I ruined my whole day with nonsense, and it's the disease. The disease wants me depressed. It wants me dead. It wants me to get high. You know, and we learn, we get the tools in here to fight that. I really, really want to die clean. You know, this program is my life. So I relapsed, you know, and I got the time back. And then about 4 years ago, I had a back surgery. And I wanted to find something to read too, but I don't want to look for it. I can't even see without my glasses. But anyway, the thing in the basic text, every answer to any problem you have is in the basic text. But I know everybody's read the part where sometimes you need to take medication, but your body doesn't know the difference. And I had to take medication, and I did it for about, somebody held it, and I did it for like 2 days. 2 weeks later, I was in pain and had an obsession. And it passed like wanting to get, you know, medicine. I wanted to get high. And the recovery again was gone. The disease was released. And I had an obsession, like after, you know, and I was like 5 years clean. And like having an obsession. And I remember like having recovery in my life and still saying like, how do I surrender? I don't know what to do. When that disease gets in, there's nothing worse. And I had some tools. I stayed on the phone all day. And now when I look back, it was a miracle. I got a new sponsor out of that because my sponsor had a relapse story. And he sat on the phone and talked to me about it and told me how he relapsed with 12 years and was arrested 3 times in 2 weeks after that. And I just heard it the other night again. And now he has 13 years. He talks about being in the double digits twice club. And I really want to do that. And most people don't make it. Most people don't relapse with time and come back and get time again. Because it's just, you know, the disease won't let you, the guilt. And if you have this, you know, keep it. For 17 years, I never had an obsession, you know, that first time. I never knew what relapsing was like. But I wish I would have listened to people and been a little bit more scared. Just, you know, things in my life, nonstop, I do everything I can to help someone. You know, talk about carrying the message. And I believe, you know, you call somebody, even if they're getting high, you give them a call. Let them feel guilty because they're addicts. You know, this program works. And when, the disease, I honestly send somebody a text, you know, and it's worked. It's worked. I have people sitting in this room that I just said, like, how you doing? And then 2 weeks later, they went to their first meeting after being clean for a while, and they're clean now. You know, and I'm their sponsor, and like, what a miracle. You know, how amazing is that? And when I meet a newcomer, I try to get their number, and I call them. You know, you can't, it's attraction, not promotion, but sometimes, you know, you need to push a little bit. And I believe that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. This is about, you know, I was joking around, I said to Colin, don't fuck up, lives are at stake. And so I, you know, somebody... somebody said that to me, and you know, the joke and like to make you feel less nervous, but it's so true. Lives are at stake. People die. This isn't a joke. You know, this is people's lives. Anybody, any addict can do this. And when you come in here, you don't believe it. No, not me. You look at all the differences. This is a cult. You know, I don't believe these people. You know, all those things we think. You know, and it's not, it's a way of life that saves addicts. Addicts that didn't give a shit about anything but themselves are making themselves better people and helping others, saving lives every day. Recently, I spoke on Monday, I'm having a spinal fusion. And I'm still scared about it, but I spoke at a meeting a couple weeks ago. And talked about it and talked about the fear I had about it and having to take a narcotic again. And I really don't want to. I spoke, and then at the end of the meeting, somebody stood up and he said, I had chills the whole time you were speaking. He said, I had 7 years. 2 years ago, I had a spinal fusion. I got through the whole thing without taking any narcotics. And he was in great shape and no pain. And like, he was put there to give me all that hope. And he knew that and he felt that. And like, that's the miracles you see in this program. Things like that happen all the time. I have such amazing people in my life that on a daily basis save my life. You know, I can't say enough about how this program works. It's such a miracle. You know, things in my life, I was lucky enough. A couple weeks ago, two guys I sponsored, the disease got in. They had 14 months and both had some good recovery. Both did step work. They did step work with me. I saw it. They had recovery. they relapsed. They got high. A couple weeks, you know, getting texts like once in a while, like, I want to be clean. I can't stop. You know, and feeling their pain. And then finally got a call. They were living in a hotel room, shooting heroin and coke all day. They should be dead for the amounts they were doing. And they said, we want to get help. And me and another guy went. We got one guy into a clinic. We got another guy into a rehab in Florida. And they're both clean today. They're both clean today. And, like, what a blessing it is to be able to do something like that. Like, to care about people, you know, to go pick up somebody I don't want to pick up, to do things I don't want to do, because it's the right thing to do. You know, I said to somebody, if I ever get high, stay away from me, because it's a different lifetime. It's everything I am is because of Narcotics Anonymous. It showed me how to live. I'm a little baby that wants to feel good. And anything that makes me feel good, I get obsessed with and I can't get enough of. You know, and then hearing other people say these things saves me. Because I know I'm not as crazy as I think I am. Or, you know, I know how to deal with the disease and not listen to it. You know, what a miracle this is. How blessed we are to have a higher power that we know is going to take care of us. I also, one more thing, I went through, I'm a teacher. And I was a functioning addict, but believe me, the pain of, you know, trying to function and knowing I was a drug addict was horrible. And you know, the bottoms I hit were just as bad as anyone else's, as much as I told myself they weren't. And I talked to people about things I did, and they went to jail for, and I got away with. Like, I should be dead. I should have been in jail, but I wasn't. But I got involved clean. I got involved with the wrong people. And this is actually what got me high the year after I got clean again. But anyway, long story short, I got involved. I bought some airline tickets that I shouldn't have bought. And I was indicted for fraud and really was innocent, really didn't know what was going on. I lost everything. I lost my job. I was going to lose my pension, was probably going to go to jail. And I was clean, and I went to meetings, and I cried, and I screamed, and I yelled, and I was angry. And I did everything I did. Like, you know, I fought. I fought, and I used this program. And it was a year and a half, and we went to trial. And the day before, they called me, and I was facing 2 years in jail. And they called me and said, "You can. We'll give you probation if you just plead guilty." And all my friends were saying, "Do it. You know, you might go to jail for 2 years if you don't." And I was scared to death. But I said, "I'm not going to plead guilty to something I didn't do." And went to trial and was found innocent. And pretty much got everything back, everything, including the school I was even at. Like, and just the support I got from people was unbelievable. In the program, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people, like, saying they're praying for me. And that's NA. That's how this program works. One of my sponsor's favorite saying is, we may not have it all together, but together we have it all. And, you know, it's so true. This program works. Any addict can stop using, find a new way of life, and it just, you gotta just buy into it. Do everything you can to get a little bit of recovery. You know, you gotta get to meetings. If you're not going to meetings, if you're listening to your head and isolating and staying home, you know, you gotta do a little bit more. The person who did the most has the best recovery, you know, and that's so true. How much time? How am I? 5 minutes? All right. You know, just the miracles in my life don't stop. The people, I have a bunch of guys I sponsor. Recently, 25 years ago, a guy came to me and said, I want to start a meeting. So we went and started this meeting. There was this guy, another guy. We started this meeting. I chaired the first one, and this other guy, Danny Martino. Everybody uses his last name, even though. Anyway, we started this meeting, and he spoke. And this other guy, Barry H., it was his first meeting ever. And he stayed around. He got this message, you know, worked this program, is an awesome guy. And this past summer, the meeting was celebrating 25 years. And Barry was celebrating 25 years. And we were blessed to, I chaired the meeting, Danny spoke, and Barry spoke. And then, and Barry has a house in Hawaii, and Danny was going through some stuff, and Danny went and stayed in his house in Hawaii. And, you know, what a miracle. Like, look at the things. These are drug addicts that didn't care about anything but feeling good. You know, and I look at my life, and I'm so blessed with the people in it, the people I sponsor, my network. You know, just I have guys that, you know, I can't wait to see guys from down here, just people that we have a bond with. My sponsor was dying of cancer last year, and we had to go to his house. He couldn't get out for meetings, and we started having a meeting at his house, and I went there to support him. Well, the bond I made with these people and the support I got, you know, and how it changed my life, you know, being able to do something like this and like seeing these people that are true NA soldiers, you know, like people like Colin said, you know, with years clean, going to meetings all the time and working this program and saving lives, because that's what it's all about. You know, we change our lives and we help others. You know, addicts, it just blows my mind when I look around and think about what everybody was like when they were getting high and how people are sitting in here nodding their heads and just wanting to be a good person and wanting to help someone else. You know, how blessed we are to have a program like this. You know, that God takes care of us. You know, I really believe everything happens for a reason. People are put in your life for a reason. And you just got to make the best of every day. And the fun that I have, my life is because of NA. We have so much fun. I always used to say, whoever has the most fun wins. And I feel like I'm winning every day. You know, facing spinal fusion, I'm scared, but I'm going to get through it. I'm going to get through it without taking any narcotics, and I'm going to have people coming to my house, supporting me, and helping me get through it. You know, and I'm going to stay clean one day at a time, and I want to die clean. I'm so proud of being a member of Narcotics Anonymous, and I don't want to give that up. I don't want to give that up for anything, you know, so I got to keep doing what I do and staying vigilant and not, you know, not letting the voice in my head take over. I'm like just starting to ramble. I'm just so honored to be able to do this. You know, I remember sitting, you know, in a rehab and people with 90 days speaking and thinking like, someday I want to have 90 days and be able to do that. And thinking it was so much time, thinking I'll never be able to do that. You know, and it's truly a miracle. You know, if you're struggling, just keep coming back. Like Colin said, let the miracle happen. Thanks for listening to me.
All right, we close this meeting with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thanks, bud.
Good job. Heck yeah, is this thing on?
Fire!
Chris.
I thought you were.
These are the guys staying with us. This is Chris and Chris.
I remember he's from Chris. We're at the other convention.
Yeah, can you write down your name?
That's Jay.
That's Jay.
I should write that on there somewhere.
I'm not going to forget you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
39 years.
Nice.
He just opened the
It's awesome. Good, good. Awesome.
Best thing I've seen right now.
I'm going to.
Thank you.
Another meeting.
Okay. Hang in there. Get through it.
Good job.
Awesome, man.
It's over with.
Good job.
I'm going on.
That's what they need to do.
I'm outside.
All right.
Where's Mark?
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
This is my number.
Thank you.
I know you're going to be, you live in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Good, you got
to, that's
right,
I forgot to mention, I wanted to talk about the convention.
Take this.
Everybody's got to come to Philly.
Take one of these also.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to program it for a convention.
Show.
Okay.
But it'll be after your surgery.
Okay. I'm hoping to see you. What I got?
I'm
sorry, I got to say.
That's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
Giving somebody a piece of
money. Absolutely.
But I'll be there. Absolutely. I'm already registered. 099, it's Marriott.
Yeah, cool, so, cool. How you doing?
I was like 26. I had a
Right.
I know.